Der sehr nicht mehr sagen wie Mori Jakob die so Pinchas sehr nicht mehr Daniel Shena was Joshua Falk. Okay, so we've been doing some shiurim on going to the mikvah before tefillah. So, and there's a discussion, you know, what type of mikvah could you use? And we already discussed a little bit of this. But one discussion is whether the filter could be on during the tefillah to men's mikvah. Oh, we just mentioned you. Just got our honorable mention. So I know the shaila happens every once in a while by a woman's mikvah that they forgot to turn off the filter. Because by a woman's mikvah for sure, they turn off the filter before the women go in. Well, cat. Yeah, cat. Yeah, we're going to talk about a cat. But the men's mikveh is more, it's not as chomer as the women's mikveh. And I remember when they built a swimming pool by YU, so there was talk whether you could use that, Shechter was looking into it, whether you could use that as a men's mikveh. I don't know if it's open at that time anyway. Shechter was discussing about their psul zechila by a men's mikveh. Because one of the psulim of a mikveh is if water is dripping out of the mikveh. They have a crack in the mikveh. And the water is dripping out. So if it's a zechil hanikeres, that's a psul. There are poskim that are machmir even as a zechil shein hanikeres. That's why they say Rab Chaim Brisker, he liked when a mikveh was built on stilts above the ground. Because obviously it's attached to the ground. Was this way. It's built on stilts. You can look outside of the mikveh and you can see. So it's stilts, so it's above the ground. So you'll be able to see if there's a leak very easily. Where if it's in the ground, it's going to be much harder to discern whether there is a crack and whether there's a schil. So that's for a woman's mikveh. But the shaila is, for a men's mikveh, do we even need to be concerned with this? Or because we know that men's mikveh could be mayim shuvim, right? So now mayim shuvim is a different psul. Mayim shuvim means the water was once in a kli and there was no hashaka. And some rishonim hold that's only the rabbana. But the simple pshat in zechila, Shechta mentioned others, is that it's a psul d'oraisa. It's a psul d'oraisa. So, and Rav Aaron Kotler has a whole tshuva about this in the Mishnas Rav Aaron. Rav Aaron has some very good tshuvas in the Mishnas Rav Aaron. He has a tshuva to Rav Bik, the Mishnas Rav Aaron, about they're using the Frigidaire on Shabbos. I think that's to Rav Bik. And other tshuvas on Erevin. You know, real tshuvas that Rabbi Aaron wrote.
Does your friend Rabbi Abad say that for my I remember unusual shitos.
Yeah, there. In other words, there's the Gedulei Tara, Sefer Gedulei Tara. It's a classical sefer on mikvos, seemingly as a shita that maybe tap water is considered not considered mayim shuvim because the kalim that it was in are made to be the karka, the kubel the karka. So maybe that's not called being in a kli, and others disagree. So the Baron has, I think, so it was obviously not that way. The truth is there. So generally we don't assume like the shita of the Gedulei Torah. I told you there was a rabbi in San Francisco.
I remember when Rabbi showed the sefer.
David Miller, who wrote a book about how to build a mikveh. For $5, you can build a mikveh in your own house. $5, build a mikveh in your own house. You just take a piece of wood, you make a booth, and you turn on the faucet, and you fill up the thing, and there's your mikveh. $5, something like that. Build a mikveh in your house with $5. So in general, we do not accept that opinion. Now, that opinion is assuming that you could use the tap water. Use the tap. You just take it from the faucet. And that seems to be the Gedulei Torah's opinion, because that's not considered. Kli is not made to be in the karka. It is made to be in the karka, so it's like part of the karka. Even though it looks like a kli, it's a water meter or something like that, it wouldn't be. So that's. But the general Mekubal Dika Psak is Hasla Haskir, Shashita. Like in the mikveh, you know, world, that's not on the map. It's not even.
I'm building a mikveh now in Tom's River. Save a lot of money, but
yeah,
it's costing a lot more than $5.
Yeah, right. And I'll tell you, every once in a while, this I heard from a big mumcha in mikvos, that every once in a while, mikvos have been built and they messed up the hashab, whereas the waters never met. And the woman, or whoever it was, went in the mikvah, went into tap water, which didn't have a hashach. And there were. This was.
How is that even possible?
So, what happened? So, I'll tell you. So, some of the. But the evidence.
That's tshuva, not a big deal, right?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. You say Misazi does tshuva. One. But I'll tell you, they were gayrus that took place in those that mikvah. And the gayrim are no longer even alive till when they first discovered it. So this is so some rabbanim said, well, they have a hamshacha. In other words, they don't have the water direct. First it goes on the karka, and then it goes in. And hamshacha take away my sh'uvim, according to some shitas in certain situations, etc. But deep down, I always wonder, not lahalacha, obviously, but, you know, at least they have the Gedulei Torah. You know, you're not allowed to say that. But at least the Gedulei Torah shita, you know, for those, and I'm telling you, there were raw cases, and the person who told me this, you know, is one of the biggest mumchim in mikvos in the world. So he knows all the things that happened, all the horror stories. But we, again, we don't rely on that, but that's why these rabbanim who were trying to, you know, explain why b'di'evid might have been good, they were working with the hamshacha angle and not with the Gedulei Torah angle. Because
don't we tell you something like, oh, Bob and David, Tara is his name, but Tame is at the Horem, nullify everything that happened in the mikvah for decades later, and the children of someone who's not even alive anymore.
I mean, again, if Itaka was no good, then it was no good. So at least by the time
that it was good, and then you find out.
And then you find out that it was built incorrectly.
There's no statute of limitations.
There's no statute of limitations. If the mitzvah was possible, it was possible. So again, you could have other tzadim that maybe to figure out what could have, maybe the hamshacha aspect. But they want to talk about the hamshacha aspect. They don't want to talk about to say that the tap water, maybe as Rabbi David Miller was doing it to try to get people to go to mikveh who otherwise wouldn't have gone to mikveh. And if they would have been in their own house, then they would more likely do it. That's why you have to get someone very good to build a mikveh, and you have to get someone even very good to upkeep it and make sure that the mikveh is being filled up properly, and etc. I mean, mikveh is one thing, and geirus is even a more complicated.
Owen's house in the old city of Shalayim. It's common in ancient Israel for to have bugs.
In their house. Yeah.
At least.
Well, yeah, there are some wealthy balabat and bisman hazeh that have a mikveh in their house. Yeah. But the hamonam doesn't. Oh, so the pashut pshat is if the mikveh is zoichel, that's a psul d'oraisa. So Rabbi Aaron Cutler writes, the Mordechai, and Shechter said a similar idea, because that's the definition of mikveh. Mikveh means what? Kovu v'kaimi. It's ashborim. That's the definition. In other words, it's definitional. It's similar, I think Rabbi Shechter says that over, and one thing Rav Shechter likes to say over from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Yosher Ber's father. They once wanted to ask Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, so where does it say in Shulchan Aruch that you can't have an Esrog HaMorkov? It doesn't say that. Where does it say? Where does it say in Shulchan Aruch you can't have Esrog HaMorkov? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik opened the Shulchan Aruch. It says Esrog. It's not an Esrog. In other words, so the same thing. Maybe Rav Shechter mentioned, Rav Aaron Cutler has this also, that it's not a mikveh because it's kovu v'kaimi. The same idea like Rav Shechter said over by the Esro from Moshe Lovechkin by the mikveh, I think also he said, Rav Aaron Cutler also has it. But that's the simple shot, that if it's a psul d'oraisa, and that's why you have, okay, so but we have to see what is the story of for a men's mikveh for Tfilas Ezra, right? Do they go in the swimming pool? That was the question.
Probably wouldn't know how long it's been. It might be acceptable.
I told you that's why Rav Chaim Brisker liked mikvahs on stilt. People usually don't do this. I think on the west side they might have had one that was on above ground mikvahs.
How far would you have to go back?
You know, if there's above ground mikvahs, you could just look and see. You see if it's leaking.
How far would you have to go back? I mean, let's say somebody used mikvah. At what point is it not a subject?
Yeah. Right, that you have to know Hilchos Chazakas. So if you look in the Sifrei here, under the Sifra, page 3, Ilomar mikveh mayim yatar yochel afilu milek b'ksef of us a mikveh b'tchil yatar tamulom a mayim ma mayim b'dei shamayim a mikveh b'dei shamayim. That a mayim is b'dei shamayim. It's natural springs. So a mikveh also has to be the shemayim, meaning it rains and you have your water. But you can't say collect water in buckets and then bring it over. There's a whole discussion about what about you live in a community that doesn't rain? Live in a community that doesn't rain.
They bring frozen ice.
So that was a question about frozen ice, whether you can use frozen ice. Is that a kula or not? It's not pashut. It's a whole discussion. But Moshe Bick wrote a letter to the Ragachava. He has a tshuva on this topic. Maybe one day we can look at it together. The tshuva that the Ragachava, it's printed in Moshe Bick's son-in-law, is the Tenkerov, Rav Chaim Elozer Friedman. And he wrote a sefer on mikvos. And then in that sefer on mikvos, he published a letter that the Ragachava wrote to Rav Bick on this topic. So it's a fascinating discussion.
What's the
Well, whether it's going to be a kosher mikvah or not. You have mine shuvim, and then you freeze it, and then it melts it. So does that undo the mine shuvim? So it's you have to see it inside. I don't want to. It's a complex discussion. The Gra, there's a lot of things. It requires no attention. And so the different sheetahs is Maim Shuvim, Upsul Daraisa, Upsul Darabonim. So if you look here on page 5, Bechlal the Shiva Daraisa, Rashbam, Rabbeinu Tam, the Farshi, bottom Toisvis on page 5. The Kulu Shov, Havi Daraisa. If it's Kulu Shov, or Ruba Shov, like I said, is Daraisa. And others disagree. Tosis writes here in the top of page 6, the second line, Yesh Litchos, Dasmach the Balmum. Maybe, in other words, the Gemara compares Mikvah to Mayan, so it has to be Videh Shemayim, and you can't fill up, you know, barrels and bring it. So that's a drasha that Mayan Videh Shemayim. So Mikvah is also Videh Shemayim. Mayan is the water from underneath the ground, mikvah is rainwater, but it still has to be both bidei shemayim. So simple pshat is that it's a psul daraisa, it's a drasha in the sifra. Unless Tosafot says, maybe the whole drasha is just an asmach, and it's taka only psul derabbanan. But the simple pshat, okay, that's by a she'uvim. But zchila, l'chora is zicher deraisa. If you have a mikveh that zeichel, the simple pshat is that is a psul deraisa. That's why a person has to have upkeep in the mikveh, so he doesn't have a psul zchila. And I said most mikvehs today are not built over ground, so it's going to be more harder to detect. However, there are achroinim that say that maybe the psul zechila is only the rabbanim. Let's see on page 8. Take a look at the Pnei Yeshua. He says, "Ah, Brisa, the Torah's Konim, the Ayin Psul Shuvim, Darsh Mehakeisha, the Mayim LeMikva, Ein Elamid Rabbanim." Right, that's what we saw in Tosis. Asmach Mama, in Kain Mashma, the Inyan Zochlin VeNoitfim, Namid Rabbanim. So just like Shuvim is only the Rabbanim, so Zechila is also only the Rabbanim. Wow. Because look, on page 4, there was another Mamayim mitar bezochlan and mikvah mitar bezochlan talmud lo ma'ach. Mamayim mitar bezochlan and mikvah bashporin. So if the first limud was an asmachta, so maybe this is also asmachta. So that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, that maybe if you hold shuvim is the rabbanan, then maybe zchil is also the rabbanan. Wow. And there are others that say this. There's a Chasam Sofer that quotes, he understood certain Rishonim saying that. But you have to see the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish on page 9. The typical Chazon Ish. Zochta Chazon Ish, the Helik Chazon Ish. But Tshuva's Chasam Sofer. Simon Reish Beis, Kosov Das Haran, Barosh, Barashva, Mordechai. Shem Aran, Psul Zochlim de Rabbonim. That's what the Chasam Sofer quotes, page 9. That all these Rishonim hold Rabbonim. So says the Chasam Ish, look what he says. Vadvorim matmiim v'yishtaka hadover. There are certain things you just can't say. So he holds this is one of the things you just can't say. That it's tamua that anyone should hold such a thing. He holds, no one holds this. There's no shita like that. Zochlin is a psul d'oraisa, finished. That's what Rav Shecha always says, because that's the, you know, that's like Rav Shecha said, that's like Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's esrog. That's intrinsic the definition of, as Rav Shecha says, of what a mikveh is. It's tavi v'kaimi. So that's just like Chazon Ish. The evil hayazochim drabon hayu arishonuzal befarshim hadover. He said by shuvim they said I will be shuvim because of arishonim tam shagozim mishum lidbo bekelim. They made a gzeira by shuvim because if you're going to come to use maim shuvim, so maim shuvim means that it was once in the kli, now it's in the ground. It's not in the kli. It's still possible because we're afraid if you're going to use water that was once in a kli, then you'll come to be tovel in the Kli, but now. So he says, by Shuvim, the Rishonim speak about that. Maybe it's only the Rabbanan. But by Zochlin, no one ever said it. Even though the Chasam Sofer quotes all these Rishonim, but he doesn't think it's Beferish in these Rishonim.
Saying that the Rishonim didn't really say that?
Right. No one... Right. Maybe the way the Chasam Sofer was understanding it, but he says, Yishtaka Hadover. You can never say that Zochlin is a Psul Drabon. That's what the Chazon Ish said. Now, and if it's going to be Doraisa, so that's going to be make it more chomer and more chomer even for tefillas adam. For a man, I mean, for a man's mikvah. Certainly for a woman's mikvah. So let's see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. So first, in Hilchas Netilas Yadayim here on page 10, says the Shulchan Aruch, Mei Geshomim, Shehem Zochlim, Yesh Behem Arboim Saw, Yesh Listapik in Tovel Behem Yadav. There's a din that of the Tilas Yadayim, but if you have a Kli, you do the Tilas Yadayim, but they say you don't have a Kli. So there's another way to do it, just dip your hands in the mikvah. And what if the mikvah is Zochlim? So I would say for sure then it should be puzzle. So the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. He says, Yesh listapik im tovel behem. It's a suffix. So for the Tilas Yadayim, there's a lieu of the Tilas Yadayim, you do Tvilas Yadayim, whether that would be good for to be yotze to eat bread with your hands. So where's this discussion? So he says to look in Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachas. Well, so this is one divorce. One of the vorts in this whole discussion, there's a famous Truva's Rivach that, and there's a famous Vilna Gaon that says that the reason why Psul Zechila, not necessarily like the way we said over before, from that it's that's Machus of them, you know, like the Mordechai. Shechta of Aaron, these people. No. He says, there's a concept of Nitzok Enu Chibur. Nitzok Enu Chibur. Because if you pour something, something's being poured, then it's not a Chibur. So if Mela, if Mikveh needs a Shir Mem Saw, right? And if it's moving, so that's sort of like a Nitzok Katafris. So the water is moving, so there's no chibur. So then you don't have the arbaim sah. You don't have arbaim sah. Right. So each piece of water is considered a separate entity. That's what how the Gaon explains based on the Rivash that a mayan doesn't need a shear. A mayan is b'kol shehu. So therefore, it could even be. So, because you don't need a shear. But Rav Shimon Shkop has a whole piece that he says, yeah, but Mayim Kolshu, according to somebody showing him, that's only for Kalim. For Adam, it needs Arbaim Saw. So then how could you say this? So that was Rav Shimon Shkop's Kasha. So he has a whole teretz to this. A Lamdash teretz that, okay. But so if you look here in the Rabbeinu Yoina, he says, "Table of Mishum Elavadim Tefilas Yadayim." Last first word in line is Yadayim. First word in line, on page 11, towards the end of the bracket. First word in line is Yadayim, page 11. First word in line is Yadayim. You see it? Nitzak Rotavas Avichibur, Mashenke Betfilas Aguf. Fichuchu the Apostle Mitzum Shulam. What was that? She is Hefresh Betfilas Aguf, Tfilas Yadayim. Tfilas Aguf, Lo Havichibur, Nitzak Rotavas, Tfilas Yadayim, Havichibur. In other words, he says that Tfilas Yadayim is more kal than Tfilas Aguf, so that maybe Nitzak or Zchila is a Chibur. So even though you need 40 saw, if you're going to be Tovil Yadayim, but Nitzok is a Chibur. Nitzok is a Chibur. So Nitzok is a Chibur. So Mamela, then maybe this Chalim would be good for Netilas Yadayim. Because again, Netilas Yadayim is only Din D'Rabban. So you see, now for Natilas Yadayim, we're makel with a mikvah for Isa, even if it's a. Oh. So take a look. Okay, so there's a whole discussion here. So let's look in the Sefer Zichron Yehuda. Rav Yehuda Greenwald, he was the Rav of Satmar. Zichron Yehuda. Page 16. Ravalia, you knew, I'm sure Ravalia knows everything about the Zichron Yehuda. Ravalia knows everything. Right? He was the Rav in Satmar.
Was he Rabbi Harfin's
study? I think it was before his When did the Zichron Yehuda pass away? When was your Revelia?
In the 30s.
In the 30s? 30s.
In the 30s, yeah.
30s.
Yeah.
Said he passed away in the 30s. I don't mean Williamsburg.
I shouldn't
He was a Rav in Satmar. So he has a tshuva about this, about here. He says like this. Hinei natarti mifodo tonom gazer v'izi halachim v'nitzkarti maise b'shavu zush olamarti barachayim hulkaz v'ntiyaz gadayim chati shuzeh beizu gimel shonim shayis sham b'merchatz that's felled, probably in whatever, in the Tzvila. So that is a chafir shom b'mayim mechunosim with its nor, so it's like nekut tzit is a kosom, rom shom tol chafir, hefa v'tachnes chafir, moti mayim shom, because there's a tzchila here. Meil ha-mayim shom hem zochum. And near the k'shem litbo l'anoshim, so the question is, so could a man be tovel in such a mikvah? So he quotes that some permit. I am near the ksherim, the bull anoshim. Anovi adal vashofel lokena imodi bedoverze. Case near the mukra hadovish main mikvah nasim zokum sulim the bari carry. He says he thinks it's no good. There was a Zichron Yehuda thinks that if you have a mikvah, or say if you have a swimming pool and the filter's on, and if you consider that to be what? To be Zochlin, then it wouldn't be good. Why? Because so he quotes the halacha by the Tilas Yadayim. Make Shom Shem Zochlin Vishwe Mem Sahi, is the stopping Tovim Beyodok. So he thinks that it has to be, that there's no heter of Zochlin for a Balkari. He says, he quotes the Beis Yosef, Hashem the Raivin. Mayim she'uvim b'karka came she'ruvim l'bali keri k'sherim, kam l'tilas y'tfilas y'dayim. Came in mei mikveh zochlin k'sherim l'bali keri heim amel gam k'sherim l'tfilas y'dayim, came in she'rinu v'heichan she'him Shem tefillah love min haTorah lekelim uladam al keri tefillim mikri v'kashal tefillas yadayim, but he doesn't say that. In Cain, mahu asafeg v'das harabbeinu Yona misalinu tefillas yadayim al korcha the mechaber pshitale the main mikvah zochum sumul bal keri. So he says it's poshut, and then the question is the suffix for tefillas yadayim, but for bal keri it's poshut that it's no good. So that's what the Zichron Yehuda says. He thinks it's pashut, no good. But the tshuva from it's Migdolos Merkachim on page 19, he writes on the bottom of page 19 on the left side. Inyan imahani tvias Ezra b'mikva shud zochlin in epshita dolgora Vitesh Kabin or Mikvah Shuvim de Kosher. In the Tefillah Ezra, she'elo Mikvah Kosher. He thinks that if Tes Kabin are good or Shuvim is good, then it also should be good. She'elo Mikvah Kosher. Mikol Mok Pshita Tzarek Lizar B'Nima Kabbalah Mikvah Bazar HaKadosh B'Li Tefillah B'Mikvah Kosher. He said, if you can learn Kabbalah, then you should tovel in a mikvah kshayr. But he thinks mikra din is mutter. So that's a machlokes achronim. Whether so that no. And the Kuparav on page 21, he says. He quotes this machlokes. Tshuva zichron Yehuda, where they have plukta bein, though the obvious kainim balarugas abosim bein bal zichron Yehuda. He's not even standing apart from talking about pshul the rabbanon. So he thinks it's only. So he's into this idea that zochron is pshul the rabbanon, like the Chasam Sofer quotes, according to some rishonim. Stabed the logozer el atzichim tefila min haTorah. He says pashtus says the only. Need a mikvah for Tfilas Ezra that's kosher in a Torah. We need Tfilas Ezra k'mua d'oraisa. You only need a d'oraisa dik a mikvah, even if it's possible midrabanan. Rechazina dekilu tvo b'shuvim. Avla sorim dekulu shol possible in a Torah. Kei kosher kei b'zochlim poskim deiru possible in a Torah rak midrabanan. Even rak p'sul midrabanan moil Tfilas Ezra. Avla hu p'sul d'oraisa nehi b'chazina dekilu b'shuvim. So that's what he discusses. In other words, he's of the opinion that maybe Schila is only Drabanan, and therefore he's of the opinion that for Tfilas Ezra you only need a mikveh that's kosher midrais. Just like we see that Meshuvim are kosher for Tfilas Ezra, so then that would, you know, be relevant. For the discussion, you know, Shefter was looking into this discussion about whether if you could have the filter on for the men's. They go to the swimming pool, the filter's usually on in the swimming pool when they let people in. Just then they're just... Oh, so if you look, Rav Moshe has a tshuva here.
All right, where's the filter?
The filter takes water out. And it cleanses it and it goes back in. So. Right, so simple pshat is zochlim because the water is coming out of the mikvah. There's a discussion, like the Shulchan Aruch says, from the Divrei Chaim, if water is coming into the mikvah, then it's zochlim. Certainly, water is going out.
So even if it's being sucked out with a pump, like our, we take the mikvah out from the water from the top.
Yeah. Oh, so let's see. Now we'll see that. We're going to talk about that right now. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva here on page 22 to Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. The swimming pool, the Esham filter in Efshar Litbol Sham. So is that okay? So he says, so he talks about Zchila. He talks about Mitzad Zchila on page 22 on the left side, the second to last paragraph. Mitzad Zchila Yosef Notesh Enkam Psul Kaven Deboim La Filter V'chozum M'komo. Because there's a din in the Rivash that if water comes out of the mikveh and goes back in, the case of the Rivash was that the person's body caused a displacement of the water. So it went up and there was a ramp, so the water went up, and then when the person left, the water went back down. So the Rivash says that's not called Zchila. So this question is the same thing over here. When the water is sucked out and goes back in. She yotzim ma'at v'chozim sham lo mikri Zchila, the Ramah says from that Shuvah's Rivash. Nira delav davke ma'at v'lo matzati lo b'riosh loshen ma'at. He says he doesn't think it's limited to ma'at. even though the Ramah uses the Lashon Ma'at. V'chein ha'yekosha l'machshirim b'em nosin tov v'oksasi yesh topic lo ma'at dafka. So maybe it's only ma'at. Maybe if you got to keep it on, and then all the water is going to get filtered. My ma'at dafka. V'ayatov v'hafzik avodos ha'filter b'shas ha'tfila. V'lo'ayin la'atir mitzad shitas ha'rambam. So it could be, Rav Moshe says that he says Yosef Noite ain't come psul because it's going back in. In other words, Tzchila Pashas means that it's flowing out of the mikvah, it's leaking out, and it's staying out, not going back in. So Rav Moshe says, but he thinks he mistaber to him that if it goes back in, that's not Tzchila. But he says, since the Ramah only matted it, Magabi Mat, so he thinks he should be Machmer to. Every once in a while, there was a story, again, we leave out names. A certain Rav discussed it with me. Shaila, there was a new mikvah lady in town, and she didn't know to shut off the filter, and the women were coming and being Toivel. So they were able to get back the, some women were regulars, but then there were some women who were there, but not regulars, were just passing through. And the, and those women, they were not able to get back. So the shayla is there, there was, till now we had a whole discussion, is chila psul. And usually the question of is chila psul for a men's mikveh is usually being the filter being on. So, and for a woman, it certainly is a psul zuchil, but so what are the stade kula? So Rav Moshe has this svara that he thinks that it's motor because it goes back in. Even though it's the case of this, of the filter is very different than the case of the Ramah, because the case of the Ramah is that it goes out because of the body, displacement of the body. And then person comes out. So then there's a, you know, the water mela will come back because it's maybe on a slant. So the water will, but the case of the thing is the suction's sucking it in, putting it back out. So, oh. But, oh. So take a look for a second on page 28, the Tshuva, Rav Abadi's Tshuva. And he quotes a Maisa that happened in Lakewood. On page 28, he says, and this is what Rav Meir, what you asked. He says, is Zochlin, say, you don't have any crack. Everything's fine. But there's something that's sucking out the water. So usually we're not going to put that on when people are going to the mikveh to suction it out. I mean, even if you assume there's much more water than our boim saw, so you'll still have it. But here, by mistake, the water was being sucked out while people were tovel in the mikvah. He says, "V'zeh harbe shanim shaya ma'ase kazeh b'lakewood, v'isha shetovlok shegvar hischilu hafel asam hasheva, u'pasaknu she'also lo tefila, v'hiskim al yidei zeh hagoyim Rav Moshe Feinstein." This is a different svara than Rav Moshe has in the tshuva. This is because maybe the definition of zechila is when the mikveh has it's by itself. It's being zochel. Here, the mikveh is, the mayim is really settled water. Now you're doing something to, you know, like it's like a vacuum cleaner. You're suctioning it out. He says, "Kol zedafka b'mayim sheyotzi machmas koach Hamashavish or Shoevis Keseder. He says the water that's taken going out is Zochlin. Regish Posik Pulas Hamashavel or Yotsu Yoser Mayim. Does Lochosh of Zochlin came Shayna Mayim Zochlin with Sar Atzmu. Well, on Posak Pach, the dome of Tchil Tachtis Hamikvah, so you take out the drain, the plug of the drain, and then the water started coming out. So that's the din of Zochlin, he says. But if the water is basically bashbarim, and you're doing something that was Rav Abadi, what he writes here, and he said Rav Moshe was masking. Oh, so in the Sefer Knei Boiser, on page 23, that's Rav Meir Bransdorf. He was a big Moira Hara. I was excited to see him. I once had a lulav, and I went on this big line because I didn't really have a shaila on the lulav, but I just wanted to see who Rav Meir Bransdorfer was. So I waited on the line so he could look at my lulav so I could look at him. That was my purpose. So he was a big tzaddik. He was known to be notel hachmer, even though he said my lulav was kosher. Was Rav Cheskel Roth, who was known to be more of a mekel, hassled my lulav. But okay, that's life. You know, but so there's a famous story that happened in Yerushalayim on a Friday night that the suction was going on at the time that the women were going to the mikveh. Now, Harav HaGoyin Rav Nachum Rosenberg, Shlita, was a big bucky in mikvos, says that they were choshesh that maybe it was a cat that pressed the button and caused the suction to, that's just a, you know, it doesn't matter what caused it. The lemaisa was going on, it wasn't supposed to be going on. The suction wasn't supposed to be happening when people were going to the mikveh. So what they did is they had, you know, in Yerushalayim, they have those, you know, when they have to make an announcement, they have these cars go around making announcements on the weekdays. So they had to go around to all the neighborhoods in Yerushalayim to announce in a tzniyah stick away that all the women that were toivel in that mikveh should go back and be toivel again. What? There was a nusach that they used. There was a nusach that they used to get the message across in the most sneers. But that's not the part that we're concerned here. What exactly they said? So he said, page 24. He says over the ma'aseh. Kenai sa'uvdo shetovlu bo kama noshim v'hore hagoyin bal milchas Yitzchak. Levar mi v'mi hatovlos. Try to find out who the women were. V'chipasnu v'itzlachnu limtso ruban. We found most of them. U'shtei noshim shelo nodol hem ad l'mocher. And the two women that we couldn't find till the next day. U'tzrachnu osam tefila shenis. Av shalonu imbalei. Sometimes there could be a kula if they were ready together with their husband, then they wouldn't have to go again. If you know, obviously, if it's 100% psul, and it's so it says afshe beikara de milsa, page 24 on the bottom, page 25. Hayamokim iyan inechshemus kazil ra'ah. So the Knei Boisim says Rav Abadi Svar. He says there could be mokum iyan in nechshevus kizchivu deraisa shevus shabali they call a chaletri or vacuum. We call mokum in losus midivrei poskim. In other words, the Rav Abadi says that in Lakewood that Rav Moshe was matir, but in Yerushalayim it's not going to happen. You know that it's a different hurrah there, so it's not going to happen that they're going to tell. So as they try to find every single, and even the women they couldn't find, they found them the next day. They said they should, even though you have the. So this svara, he says, those he says over the svara that Rav Abadi says that zechila could be it's when there's a crack or a with thing that the drain is not plugged up, but the water's coming out and then never to come back. But if the water is basically stationary water and it's being suctioned, so that's what Rabbi's svara was, that that's not, and he said Rabbi Moshe agreed that that's not zechila. So I told that to a certain Rav when this maisa happened in another community, not mentioning names, that they had a new mikvah lady and she made a mistake and she had the filter going on at the time that the women were being tovel. So Rav Moshe has, you know, the svara there in the Igros Moshe, he has. Because it goes back in. The Rav Abadi svara is a different svara. Because it's not a question of going back in. It's a question, the water that's sucked out is not going back in. But it's not flowing out. The mikvah is not a mikvah as a chels. Mikvah is a stationary mitzvah. Such dover mivachutz is that distinction between when the mikvah has a crack in it and then the water's coming out, as opposed to when the mikvah is a stationary mikvah. There's something dover mivachutz that's suctioning it out. So in Yerushalayim, the Knei Boisim, he says over from the mitzvah Yitzchak that they were able to retrieve all the women that night, and the two women that they were able to figure out by the next day. They asked them to kovel again. Even though he says, I am mokum iyun, I want to see if anyone else said Rav Abadi's, you know, b'chsav. So this is the best I found. That the
if somebody had came over while somebody else is in the mikveh, started taking out pails of water. And instead of doing it by hand, he had a machine that had the pails come and
Well, some was in the mikvah and they were taking water out.
Yeah, well, I came out. Somebody else has been sick and I'm taking out pails of water.
Yeah.
That makes it safe.
Right, so that's what the Mechas Yitzchak assumed.
Yes, yeah, so was this for a lach?
It was waters coming out of the mikvah.
So if I took it out via dayim, it would also be considered?
Yeah, it's no so different than the... Those are machmir.
So if I splash water out of the mikvah, which has spice.
If you splash mikvah, yeah, that could be a skill of the malamim mem. Maybe it's a whole shayla. Because you have no mem saw without that water.
Yeah.
And he speaks about it in the Knei Boisim here on page 26. He said, "The Varshe Loso Hashniya Uvda Shakarakan Yer Hakodesh Lefne Kama Shonim Ba'achas Shemim Kvos Shebeshas Atfilu Lohigishu Shamasheva Hapump Hayapasuch VaMayim Yamikvayum Boschim VaHolchim VaTovlu Kach Kama Noshim Kesh Menem Olch Vodu Odilo Gufa De Uvda Hekahava." And then he says over the whole Maisa Kainim Advarim Kmo Shabash Shmuel Ozna Shatovlu Kama Noshim VaHorabezeh. So yeah, he tells over the same ice again. But Rabbi Bari would have said that I didn't need to do this whole thing because presumably there was Memsah. There was Memsah still in the mikvah. Usually, mikvah is obviously going to be more than just exactly, if that's the assumption. So then, there's the shayla of tchila. So the whole discussion we had tonight was men's mikvahs is a tchila problem. But what's going to usually be the shayla of tchila is going to be, as Rav Shechter pointed out, is going to be the filter. Or it could be the pump also, but at least the filter. And then the shayla is
this also talking about the filter? They have filters sometimes that float in the mikveh.
So I told this to this Rav because he felt bad that they weren't able to retrieve. I think, if I'm not mistaken, because the women that were from the community, they knew who they were. But the women who were not from the community, they didn't know. And then they're not going to know. So you still had these possible, either the sheet of Rivash, Ramo B'Shem the Rivash, or this far that Rav Bari said that Rav Meir Brandsdorfer, he acknowledged the Svara, even though he didn't really ask him like it. At Kedekach, that he wasn't Mimater, even the Noshim Shalonu in Baleim, but he acknowledged that there could be such a Kula, and that was the story. Okay, so this is a very fascinating Shaila.
Is this any kind of filter? There's filters, it's not electronic, it just floats on the top of the mikvah.
Yeah, I don't know every single filter. I don't know. I'm not a bucky in every single filter that exists. I can, but this is the type of thing that suctions out and then it goes through the and it goes back in.
Moshe's mind is just that it's natural.
No, his main cooler is that it's not. It's going back in. But the question is, I don't know if that's the same not going back in. As the it's going back in, but the real case of going back in was the case of the Rivash, when someone comes in and then when he goes out, there's no displacement, so then it rolled back in. But this, you have a new koyach that's bringing it back in, so it's not natural that it goes back in. Okay, so but you could say maybe no difference. The other svara is that tchila means that it's the mikvah zoichel, because there's a crack or there's a hole in the ground where the drain is, and you didn't plug it up. It's just going out. Okay, shulim was a separate discussion, but we were focusing on the
I was wondering if the filter.
Okay, so he Moshe talks about that. Okay, so you have to be very careful in the mikvahs. There's a lot of room for error in these areas. So that's okay, Rabbi Sai.